Souls and motherfucking salutations, everyone.
Jesus Christ, guys.
We have fucking returned.
Hey.
Crass and in that ass.
Oh my God. That's too crass. Wow.
I'm too crass. Hey, hey everybody.
Hey, how's it going? Guys. Hey,
thanks
what's
for
up?
Sticking around. We see you're all still listening.
Assuming that you're sticking around.
According to the Anchor analytics, you all are still around.
Well, that's great.
Which is really
that's
nice.
Good.
And our patrons are still there. God bless
hey,
you.
Hey, thank you guys. Thanks. So,
you remember the first half.
It's been about two weeks.
It's been 2 weeks. So, you know, we had that emergency happen when we were recording the first time. And we only
what did
half
you tell
an
them happened?
No, I told them. I said, hey, we thought our son, like, hurt himself really bad.
He's fucking fine.
And
guys.
I told him he's fine.
He's just stupid.
But, you know. We said, oh, you know, we'll record the other half at some point. We wanted to give you something rather than nothing. We never recorded that other
half. Yeah. It was
obviously.
Well, we didn't have time. It was the end of the weekend, and then Ramon had work, and then Ramon was gone all last weekend.
Right. We were busy.
Leaving me home all alone.
That's right. All alone. That's what we do. That's what I do.
Yeah.
But here we are again.
Here we are again.
And now we're back to bring you content.
That's right.
Like we do.
That's right. Here we are.
But in feet news.
Oh, yeah, Ramon?
I did.
Ramon, what'd you do?
I did a shoot.
What'd you do?
I did a shoot last night.
Ramon did a shoot
I done a shoot. It was weird.
Was filming some clips.
I was filming some clippy dippies, yeah. Finally. It was really nice to get back out again. I forgot my smother chair, which I'm so embarrassed by.
Your queening seat?
I wish it was a queening seat.
I know, right?
It's my smother stool. Somebody's blowing up my damn computer.
Ramon's so popular.
I am. I have so much business to do now that business is opening back up again everywhere. We hope y'all are doing good. We see all your feedback, and we love it. And we're going to get to that next time.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. Because we have such a long email to get to.
We have
and
an important
still,
email.
It is our intention to do
we're
it
We're going
today.
To do it. We set out
we're
to do it, and we're doing it today.
We're doing it.
From
right
the
now.
Start. Right at the
right
top.
Right now.
If you recall, 2 weeks ago, we discussed Chunker Buds. Our best bud.
Our apparently just like full content creator, Chunker Buds.
Yes. He wrote to us an email with all the topics we could ever want. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to read through this.
We're doing
and
it.
I even confirmed it with the models last night. The best course of action is to do a bracket where y'all vote on what the topics are going to be.
Didn't we have feedback that wasn't like...
From whom?
I don't know. I think I want to say Soul Ant had opinions about how we should do it as opposed to
oh, you might have.
A bracket system.
I don't
also,
remember.
Do you know how to make a bracket system?
I mean, it doesn't matter. I just put up a series of things and have them vote on it.
That's not a bracket
it's
system.
It's not
a That's
bracket.
A poll.
Listen, we're not finding the number one topic of all time. We're just finding, like, hey,
I'm
what are we going to do
next?
I'm
talking like, what is it like that bad?
See,
that,
that's why
that
I think
baseball,
we should just do the hopper thing. The fucking
you know, March Madness sort of a situation.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with March Madness.
Oh, my God. I had to take a real long journey to get there to remember what fucking sport that was.
Oh, my God. You're really dumb.
It's basketball, guys.
It is.
Look at me.
Now, I think we should just do it in sort of a bingo hopper situation, and what pops out is what the topic is. But that's just my opinion. Anyway. Here we go. We're not fucking around anymore.
Okay.
This
right.
is
Let's go.
The email. Now, we're not reading his chunk email, but mostly to say that, hey, you know, he sent us these topics.
Yeah,
so we'll
he's just
have
got
topics.
A bunch of disclaimers.
Right.
About,
basically
like,
disclaimers.
No, but it's fantastic content, Chunker Buds. We love it.
It is.
I'm so psyched.
We're going to swap back and forth.
Okay,
so,
let's go.
Topic number one, heels, as in the bottom back of the foot. Since you guys talk about soles, this would be a good topic. You also said you would talk about it in your Spotify trailer.
Ramon.
You
not,
cannot call me out on the Spotify
promises,
trailer.
Not keeping promises.
I recorded that in a drunken haze.
Wow.
No, I didn't. I was driving home and I recorded that like 16 times before I liked it.
Wow.
So, yeah, all right. Heels
don't record
one.
Stuff while you're driving.
But
can we just start recording the podcast in the car?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we could drive
with
around.
You and I wearing sunglasses and ranting angrily in a parking lot,
yes?
a Chick-fil-A parking lot.
What
I'm
you,
talking
wait.
You know those like conservatives, those like,
no.
like crazy people who, you know, they're always like, "Oh, I have a political opinion, so I'm going to put on sunglasses and yell about it inside."
We
my
do
car.
Not watch the same content.
Oh my God.
When
okay.
I heard what you were saying, I thought you were talking about that nerdy kid who reviews fast food in his car.
Oh.
Anyway, we come from two different worlds. Next, go ahead.
Ankles. Ankles are another very important part of the foot to talk about. I would debate that ankles are part of the foot.
Yes, yes. But, you know,
maybe talk about ankles what matter. It is actually used for in the human body and all then right. talk about why it is sometimes fetishized like soles are.
Sure,
ankles,
I care.
Ball
I care about
and
ankles.
Socket joint, right? Isn't it a ball and socket joint?
A little
like
bit.
Like the shoulder?
Well, it's not as much as the shoulder, but it's something similar.
Subtopic, cankles.
I mean, yes.
I'm into cankles.
Toenails. Talk about why this part of the foot is fetishized. Do some people enjoy clipping toenails? Is there a specific fetish for short toenails or long toenails?
Yes.
Why do people... some people hate toenails. Do long toenails sometimes make the toe unsuckable?
Yeah, they would. Absolutely.
So all those things are yes. Every yeah. one of those questions are a yes. In fact, there
Except
have been guys...
Except for why do some people hate toenails? Because that's not a
There are people
question.
Who have tried to buy your toenails so they can enjoy them as
There's
a nice
snack.
No one snack.
Has actually tried. There's just some guy who was like, hey,
There's
buy
several
toenails.
Guys.
But yeah, but they never were like, you know...
No, they never were.
Cash at me, motherfucker. I have some opinions about toenails. I think long toenails are gross. Wouldn't it be cool if we just didn't have any toenails?
These are ideas you can talk about. On our show,
it's like we're
toenails.
Just reading these, and we're not even going
to no. We're of course we
all.
Have to address
Let
them, but
me
you know,
address
listen,
it.
listen, Belle, you know us. You know if we start going down a lane,
start taking notes. The whole notes.
Okay,
it might take us two episodes to get through all this. No, don't take notes. Don't take
Am
notes.
Taking
on
notes?
This, no, not on
no.
Here.
It's always got to be fresh. Always got to be
Good
fresh.
God, arches. I know arches are a big thing in the foot fetish community. Some people like high arches and some people like low arches. Some people like no arches. Which one is more common? What arches are used for walking?
All right.
Like an aqueduct?
God damn it.
Aqueducts are arches, right?
Now, speaking of aqueducts, next one is bridges.
Oh, that's fantastic.
This is the term I have.
Bridges are arches.
Right. This is the term I have found in feet anatomy for the top of the foot. See, that's the bridge. The bridge is the top. The arch is
the
bottom.
Oh, like
the
bridge of the nose?
Yes, it's like that, but it's the bridge of the foot. Top of the foot. This does matter. I feel like this may be the most into... I may be the most into this part of the foot, which is interesting. So maybe you could talk about all the bones up there.
Oh, man.
It's the bones in your body.
No, I know a lot about bones.
Maybe also how the bones sometimes get covered up by fat, and how fat is also a fetish, and so on and so
I'm
forth.
I'm on it.
Seems to be a some sort of Scheherazade 1001 Arabian Nights topic there.
The ball of the foot.
Yes, the ball.
This is the part between the soles and the toes. I know that, Chunker Buds.
He's making sure.
I know. It is mainly used for walking, but I think this area is where I have gotten the best reaction in both tickling and massaging. Oh, not for me. Talk about why this area is important for walking, how it is used for trampling, and how it fits into the eye socket when having feet on feet.
It does fit perfectly. It's weird. It's weird. True. And then he's talking about another one, which I'll an entire feet on the face episode.
Mm-hmm.
But like literally, it's so weird that the foot perfectly fits into a face.
I mean,
why does that happen? It's crazy.
And yet here you are, an agnostic.
You That's think God has designed feet
prove,
on face?
No, absolutely not.
I will
but
start
like,
a religion.
Do you remember Kirk Cameron?
Yes, I remember Kirk Cameron.
Who said that, I think it was him, that said that like a banana proved the existence of God because it fits perfectly into the human hand and it's edible and it comes wrapped in a thing. Which, first of all, I think bananas would almost disprove the existence of God because bananas are disgusting.
Also, we engineered them to do what they're
right,
doing.
Right, exactly. They didn't just naturally occur that
they're
way.
They're not. The real bananas in the wild are very much inedible. They're right? full of seeds. They're horrible.
Also, bananas, even engineered bananas, are fucking disgusting.
This is also true.
Next episode, bananas, why they're gross.
Bunions. I thought we did an episode on bunions.
This episode can be listener feedback based if you want. The episode could contain how bunion is actually formed.
Oh.
Gross. And how it's a fetish. Gross.
Gross.
Is there any part of the fetish where people do stuff besides look? Ugh, yeah, probably. Maybe you could also talk about how to
like,
treat a bunion.
I imagine like gnaw on it. I don't mind bunions. I got no problem with that.
Ew.
Next
is
one.
Is a bunion like a corn?
No. It's a bone situation. It's like, look.
Oh, like, I remember. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, that's a bunion if it like goes out a bit more.
Oh, right.
That's
right. We've talked about this before. Yeah, no, bunions are gross.
Also, it depends.
But I was thinking that it was like a corn.
No, corns are different.
Yeah, I think you have to like have surgery to treat a bunion, I think.
Yes.
I don't know. We'll talk about it in the bunion episode. We're never going to do a bunion episode.
Blisters.
We'll do like a foot like We did a gross foot episode. Well, let's do another
one. All right. We'll focus exclusively on
blisters. Disgusting.
As funny as it sounds, I'm sure there's a blister popping fetish.
People with popping like fetishes and people who watch those popping videos, get the fuck out. Like, seriously, get the fuck away from me.
Every now and then I want to I do a little Mm-mm. dive into it, but then I bail.
No,
pretty
it's disgusting. It's so gross. I don't understand people who are into that's disgusting. If you want like satisfying videos, just look at like, I don't know. Watch some lady paint her floors or something like I do.
Where was I? But this episode could talk about how blisters are formed, why they're sometimes fetishized, and what people do to blisters. Is part of the fetish also treating blisters? I am trained to treat blisters. Well, that's interesting.
What the fuck is your...
I don't know. But so...
I mean, I feel like you don't need a lot of training.
I don't know
to
that blisters,
blisters
is inherently foot fetish. I guess you do get a lot of blisters on your feet. And I suppose there is probably a fetish for them.
I mean,
to some degree.
Yeah, there's a fetish for like broken
feet. I think we combine an episode, blisters, bunions, and corns. I think that's a whole episode,
okay,
you know? Because I think I can't imagine doing an entire episode on blisters.
I'm going to sit that one out. That's
Ramon exclusive,
gross.
And no one will listen. you go do the next one.
Barefoot running. It's a hidden sport. Like,
way
back in history, it's not. It's fucking every obnoxious vegan on fucking.
Right.
Barefoot running was a sport in many... That's just because they didn't have shoes back then.
Right.
Was a sport in many competitions, I think, including the original Olympics. Maybe fact check that.
You can just pull facts out of your ass.
And talk about the history of barefoot running. How it is a sport today. Steps to get into barefoot running. Well, first of all, become a massive douchebag. Like regular paved walkway running, trail running, minimalist shoes running, then barefoot running. Why it is good for us foot fetishists. Okay.
Yeah,
I believe
that
barefoot running is actually horrible for your feet.
It is.
It's horrific for your knees. Your bones are just
it's really
like
not,
fucking
the human body
grinding
is not
against
made to
each
do
other.
That. We
Remember?
Made shoes as soon as we could make them.
Yeah, it's one of the most important things. Like people, like if you don't have shoes, like all of your health suffers. Like homeless people, people in like communities that are
right.
underserved, like people in like, you know, like
I think it depends on your
countries that don't have shoes. Like it's your health is massively impacted.
I think it depends on your origin because there are tribes in Africa that don't wear shoes and they're fine. But I would argue, are they fine? Are they how are their bones?
I mean, yeah, yeah. I think also like, OK, so you but then you get a cut on your foot and like you're just like what out of commission? Like because like if you can't protect your feet from. Okay. Say you're living in Africa and you don't wear shoes. I'm trying not to get racist, but like, okay, there are people in Africa who don't have shoes.
Yeah, they don't wear
shoes.
But like,
okay, and you have to walk like 4 miles to get water.
Sure.
What if you hurt your foot because you don't wear shoes and you step on like a shell or like a bone or I don't know, a rock or something and you hurt your foot, then you can't walk to get water. Like everything about your life is then impacted. You can't get your children water. You can't, you know, like... cook your food without
right.
water. You like, I mean, this is a huge, huge issue.
It is an
shoes
issue.
Are really important.
Shoes are important. I agree. As much as I love bare feet, you know, just shoes
do you remember
are important.
We had that friend who was really into those five finger shoes?
Yeah, the Vibram
and defended
shoes.
Running in those.
They
like,
all defend them
they
to
all
the death.
Did. They all did. But it was like such a fleeting thing, and I guarantee you.
Oh, it's gone now. Yeah,
who wears them anymore?
It was so
I always
funny.
Thought that they looked really comfy because I like having my toes separated, but I never wanted to get them because A, they looked ridiculous.
Oddly enough, they made your feet look like Goofy's feet.
Oh.
But not the kind of Goofy's feet I like.
No, they looked ridiculous, and every person who wore them was a massive, massive douchebag.
They were. End of the story. Moral of the story, barefoot runners are fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry if you do it, but I'm not. You're dumb.
No.
Next one, you read that one.
Feet on face.
The best.
Great way to relieve stress. You could talk about which ways feet can fit on the face. For example, toes toward the forehead, toes toward the chin. The controversial sideways feet on face.
Seriously. I have opinions on that.
I was fucking kidding.
I have opinions.
Okay.
I have,
all right,
yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll
sure.
get that. That might be next week's episode.
Oh my God. You could, I don't, you know what, I'm not even going to ask about it now.
No, you
I,
shouldn't.
I've never heard Ramon's opinions on sideways feet on face.
I have thoughts.
Diagonal? Upside down feet on face?
I'll talk about it when okay. we get to the episodes. I have all opinions on all these. I live for that topic. That is my topic.
You could talk about how one foot fits on the face, then how both feet fit together. Mm. You could talk about what part of the feet go where on the face. You could talk about what arouses people more, the texture of the feet, the temperature of the feet, the smell of the feet, etc.
And we could show demonstrations as well.
Mm, we'll
That'll
see.
Be nice. That'll be
we'll
nice.
See.
Yeah. little visual demonstration for our patrons.
Reflexology. Jinx. More feet-related than foot fetish-related, but nevertheless is still important. Why is reflexology important outside of the foot fetish? What do they do in reflexology? How is reflexology used in some clips?
Spoiler alert, it's quackery, but...
It's total quackery.
But we can talk about it for sure.
This is the time when I talk about that one Chuck Palahniuk story from that book Haunted about
that woman. Oh, no. Save it for then.
Oh, You mean the guts one?
Oh, that one.
I'm not talking about that one. That one gets all the bullshit internet play, but that one wasn't even the best story in the book. There's this story about this woman, right, who's a reflexologist, and she starts doing these, like, foot massages on men, and she, you know, has this special, like, nerve that she can hit that can make them come instantly and have an incredible orgasm. Mm. And then, so she becomes basically a foot massage prostitute and gives these guys incredible orgasms. But then she becomes – there's also a nerve that she can hit that makes them just like their heart stop instantly.
Oh, dear.
That just kills them. So she becomes a foot massage assassin. So
that's a weird
– It's a super good story.
That's a weird twist.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool. That was one of the least upsetting stories in that
this
book.
One I don't think is very foot related. Acupuncture. I've seen a lot of stock photos of acupuncture with feet in it. I think this would be a good topic to discuss. At least for the finding content aspect. Yeah. How is acupuncture related to feet? It's not.
It's not.
Other than they use it there.
Sometimes. But even then, they'll show pictures of it, but I think most of the stock photos of acupuncture that you see aren't like actual acupuncture.
I would include that in the feet in advertising, because that's really what's happening here.
Yeah, this is true.
Is this a good way to go see feet in public? I've never seen acupuncture happen in public. What are the average statages of feet you'd see in an acupuncture clinic? Who's going to an acupuncture clinic going, let me see those feet?
Well, yeah, no. People don't do acupuncture in public.
No, it's private.
I wouldn't say. It's like going to the doctors. If you're going to get acupuncture, you're doing it to treat something. So you're probably, ill in some way. So I would kind of...
Scratch that one out.
Also, I would argue that acupuncture is also quackery.
It is, but...
I know that there's people disagree with me on that. I have multiple acupuncturists, practicing acupuncturists in my actual family.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to hold my tongue when they try and talk about their work.
Right. Pedicures. Lots of feet. That's the point. Yeah. We can talk about pedicures. Because I don't actually know how one works. Maybe you could talk about professional pedicures, then talk about friends giving pedicures to friends.
Is that a thing that happens?
Sometimes.
I don't think that's a thing that happens. I think this is just like a fantasy that men have.
It is.
I got one professional pedicure one time.
For the wedding, right?
It was the day before we got married.
How was it? Well, we'll talk about it then.
Okay, fine.
See, these topics, they're full of meat. Juicy meat. Speaking of which, we got to figure out dinner, but that's... Oh no.
I spilled soda on myself.
Oh no, is it on your feet? Never mind.
No, it's just on my fucking dress.
That sucks.
Do you have like a handkerchief or a napkin?
I have so many. Hang on. Now it's only slightly used.
What's this substance on it? He just pulled it out of his trash can.
I mean, the stickiness helps, right?
Ew. Ramon gets up really early for work in the morning.
Yes.
And one time he had gotten up early for work, and then I also woke up really early.
Oh, no.
So I came downstairs, and I was just like, hey, what's up? Good morning. And then I was like, what's this Kleenex on the floor? And I picked it up, and there was fucking spooge in it. He just threw his spooge handkerchief on the fucking floor.
I don't normally.
Well, you just came in that day.
An awkward time.
Was it like you were just like in your refractory period? Like, this was a long, long time ago.
I don't know
if you even remember it, because it was really fucking funny. I was like, I think I was pregnant at the time.
Yeah,
we weren't having a ton of sex.
And right. I didn't have an office then. It was just downstairs.
It was really fucking funny. Like, I was cracking up and washing my hands, and you were like, oh, this is the most intimate we've been in months. It's really fucking funny.
I remember that now.
It's really
usually
funny.
I throw it away right away, but that morning, for whatever
also,
reason, I didn't.
You're disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're so
I'm
gross
as shit. All are. All guys are.
Anyway, pedicures.
I'm wondering if this possibly was a way some girls with foot fetishes had their foot fetish awakening.
Not a thing.
You could also talk about how giving pedicures is another way to be around your spouse's feet. I'm not giving you a pedicure. You don't want me to give you a pedicure.
No, you would suck
you don't know
so
that.
Bad at painting
so
toenails.
No, I'm great.
I've never
done it. I mean, I've done it, but it's been years.
Exactly.
Next, barefoot wrestling. I think Ramon already knows enough about this topic.
Hey-o.
But some things to possibly cover about are about professional switches, session wrestling, and where the feet will land in matches. Maybe also talk about smell my feet challenges.
All
right. Yeah, barefoot wrestling's fun. You can talk about session wrestling. That's sure. a bigger topic there. You can grab the next one.
Feet role play.
Oh, I like that.
Role play is one way many fetishists, quote, get off.
get their rocks off.
Get off. Wow.
Get their jollies.
Oh, my God. You could talk about the types of role. Types of role play, like in-person session role play, virtual session role play, and pre-recorded role play. You could also talk about where you can get pre-recorded role play content.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I have no, like, do like you could, I could
script?
Talk about this theoretically, but I don't know what you mean by
or do
this.
We like just play a recording? I don't.
Is this like, I don't know.
Pre-recorded role play.
Is it like, I don't know.
We're far too lazy for role play.
Maybe mention if role play is safe, if people should do it, and who they should do it with. I have no idea.
The only time we role play is when we're making clips, and that's
right.
not inherently
and
sexual.
And it's like, oh, I'm off to the beach. Oh, no, the beach is raining. Let me come back and put my feet on your face.
Oh, that's nice.
Like,
there's a storm upstairs of children. This is awful. Anyway.
Hope no one fucking breaks their foot. Jesus.
Right, Jesus Christ. No, I like the idea of role play, but the practice of it just seems like a hassle.
I still am not really sure. Like
the pre-recorded role play is getting
like teacher student kind of it, like that.
I mean, yeah, that's
like,
a role play. I mean, that could be fun. You and me, you mean my teacher?
What's pre-recorded role play?
I want to know that. So write in, let us know what that is.
Like jerk off instruction. We've gotten requests for guys who
want. Oh,
to
they
do
want
jerk
that.
Off instruction.
But we've every episode, I think we talk about how terrible you'd be at it.
I just like.
Give me that wiener.
Yeah. Stroke that penis. Good job.
Next
Here
one.
Here I am giving it away for free.
Footprints. I'm sure you guys have seen a picture of footprints on the beach. I've seen a pair of two footprints that turned into one. And I think we all know how that story.
I was
I know you.
Oh. Good night, everyone.
But where else can people see footprints? In the mud? In snow? On the sidewalk? On people's faces after trampling? On their bodies, too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun. Get creative on this one. Some ideas are footprint scenes in the mainstream media and in everyday life. It could even cover furry footprints. There is a whole subgenre of foot fetish that is just footprints. I mean, I'm into that. I like the idea, actually. Because then you can kind of gauge what the size of someone's foot is based on their footprint.
Right.
And all that good junk. There's a lot in that topic. That's a good one.
Are furry footprints called paw prints?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, unless there's some other kind of foot, like a claw.
All right, next up. Foot salves. It's like if you have like a balm you need to apply to your
foot.
Wow. No, foot slaves. Chunker Bud says, I know nothing about this topic, but I really want to learn more about it.
I mean, what's not... Listen, there... How do you not know?
I mean,
the name itself sort of says what it is.
Well,
there's obviously more
really
to it.
I'm not really sure what it all entails.
We'll look into it. We'll talk about it.
All right.
It. Maybe we'll talk to an actual foot slave. Yeah.
Like who?
They sort of exist. You know, people that are like in leather families or whatnot, and one person's designated as the foot.
I'm not talking to those people.
We do nothing but talk to those
leather
people.
Leather families.
Although your Instagram's gotten way less. I don't think you've been on it much.
I'm fucking busy, Ramon.
I mean, you talk to your friends, but that's about it. Podophilia is that what he wrote?
Like that little frog.
I mean, I love
you know
that frog. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, this could be just a dumb idea of mine, but you could use this to talk about scientific terms for feet and foot fetishes.
We've done like multiple episodes.
We
about
did
that,
science.
Haven't we?
Yeah, you could talk about how people with foot fetishes could use this term to give friends a correct but time stalling answer.
Risky.
Very risky. Because podo.
You're like, hi, I'm a podophile. Like, whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
It's a little too close and people might not know.
Yes. I mean, it's which he means time stalling. Like, yeah, I mean, then you have to like explain it. It's
then
super
say,
easy just
yeah.
to be like, yeah, I have a foot fetish.
Yeah.
It's way simpler.
As I've said before, and I'm sure we've done an episode on revealing one's fetish, the proper way to do it. If we haven't, we'll do an episode of like.
You talk about that like constantly.
I do. Okay, never mind
that. You talk about that as often as I talk about how I don't want to do jerk off.
Don't use scientific terms. Don't even use foot fetish. Use, I kind of like feet. Then it seems like you're less of a creep. You're not obsessed with it. It's like, I'm kind of into it.
Yeah, don't ever tell anyone like about your fetish. I have a fetish.
Don't ever be like, I'm way into it. Nobody wants to hear what you're way into. when it comes to sex, unless they're actively trying to have sex with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, wait, why would you be talking about what you're into sexually with someone who's not trying to have sex with you?
If it came up in like a weird board game-ish kind of, that's the only one that pops into my
Absolutely
head.
Absolutely not.
Oh, well. Anyway, there are times to talk about it. If you're like having drinks and people bringing stuff up or weird things about oneself.
I don't know.
If you are intending to reveal, that's a classier way to do it. I never want to know about
anybody's fetish.
You don't.
Not even yours.
Nope. What's the next one?
Everyday objects that could be used to film foot fetish content.
That could be used to film foot fetish content? That's odd.
I'm interested in this topic because it would give lots of listeners useful tips for fulfilling their foot fetish, for fulfilling their fetish needs, and more about how to save money on foot fetish products.
Interesting.
I can make a wide list for this episode, but I would want to write the list in my own feedback email for that episode. So here are a few: electric toothbrushes for tickling, paracord for binding, Lirly shoes for shoe play.
That's interesting.
What?
Objects that one would use when making foot fetish content, either playing with each other or filming it, I think. That's interesting. Like, I have this coffee mug. How can I use that for foot fetish? No, that's an interesting topic. I like that.
Okay, if you
that
say
has potential.
So. All right.
Because I, as a producer, I've had to get creative.
Okay.
I've had to get like,
sure.
Ooh, I forgot my smother chair. What can I use? What's a good chair for using this? Or
I forgot my smother chair.
Right.
I'm going to have to use a different chair.
Like, I don't have a professional ball gag. How can I like...
A professional ball gag?
I do not have a professional. I do not own a professional. Of course it is.
Only amateur ball gags.
I got an amateur ball gag
ball
for
Ball gags.
You.
Fucking disgusting.
Foot washing.
Foot washing.
Some religions do it, so why not us fetishists?
What?
Even though this is not foot fetishy in churches, there are sometimes foot fetishists in church, which make the experience a pleasurable one for the person with the foot fetish. This would be a good topic, even if it dabbles into religion. You could talk about what specific denominations and religious foot washing is performed and why it is actually performed in churches. Jesus is not a creep, and how it is not sexual, but still enjoyable for religious people with foot fetishes. Well, that could be a fun little rabbit hole
there's
to dive into.
There's this practice that's big with like Christian couples.
Yeah.
Where when they get married, the woman washes the man's feet.
Yeah.
And it's, wow.
Well, it's a bit misogynistic, isn't it?
No, it's just demonstrative of like, you know, well, because
does he wash her feet?
The belief is then that, you know, Jesus,
why am I the one taking this side?
Jesus is the, you know, the head of the family unit, and the man is the head of the household, and the woman sort of serves the man.
You never wash my feet.
Your feet are fucking disgusting.
Well, that's
you
probably
need to
you
wash
never
your feet
them.
More often. Let me tell you guys, Ramon got home maybe like last weekend when he got home from being away, and he smelled so fucking bad. Like, I could smell his feet from like across the room.
She made me go shower.
Bad. He was like out, you know, working out, running around, and being sweaty and disgusting all day. And you fucking wash yourself before you. And he didn't shower after he got home from filming the other night. Even though, like,
oh,
you
I didn't
have
do that,
other
right.
women putting their nasty feet all over you.
Nah, they weren't that gross.
Yeah, you say that.
My models are very professional. Mm. Although it's nice sometimes when someone comes right from work and their feet do smell. It's just a nice little treat for me. Nice little treat.
I like this next topic.
Oh, go for it.
I like his commentary. Clothes in feet pics. Belle pointed this out early into the podcast.
Okay.
She was so right, but Ramon shooed it off.
I did? Okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about
I don't know
yet,
but here we go.
I don't even know what you're talking about yet, Chunker Buds, but I love it. I love where you're going with this. Well, I totally agree with Belle. Thank you, as you should. The pants that women are wearing matter so much to me. For example, jeans are especially important to me, as well as the part of the leg they are rolled up to. Mm-hmm. You could talk about the types of pants that look attractive, as well as what currently appears in stock photos online. Chunker Bud's got a weird thing about stock photos, man.
Hey, that's what we find where there's a lot of feet.
You could talk about what often appears more, shorts or pants. What about shoes and socks that are sometimes next to bare feet? Are the clothes in photos often tight on the person or loose? Ramon, listen to Belle more often.
First off, I don't recall this conversation where I shoot
either.
This away.
I don't either, but...
I care a great deal about the clothes. I'm a producer. my models ask me what clothes to bring. I think about it very deeply.
Right, right, right.
Like, there is clothes that a person could wear that immediately turns me off to their feet.
Do you remember one time you were filming, it was like a custom, and this guy had really, really specific requests about what clothes he wanted the girls to wear. Like, he bought them and sent them to you, and they were like the ugliest fucking things.
Yeah, it was the pony play ones. They were like Lycra.
Yeah, it was like so gross.
80s style tight pants.
Yeah, it was nasty.
He was way into those.
Whatever, man. Takes all kinds.
Yeah, I don't let people buy clothes for the models anymore. It's too much of a hassle.
Buy clothes for me.
You need to put more on your wish list.
I know. I actually need new leggings. If someone wants to buy me
you find them.
I need
put them
like fleece-lined compression leggings.
You're a terrible mistress.
I'm just you're very lazy. Picky. I'm just very picky.
So find what you like, and then we'll put it on the list. You goof.
I'm right about everything.
Tickling through the eras. I cover this a bit on our tickling episode, but you weren't a part of that then, so maybe we do another one with you involved.
Okay.
I did it with our, I forget his shoot name, stage name, I mean. My buddy that's been making the tickling clips for me, we did an episode together on tickling because he was way into tickling and I'm not as much into tickling.
Okay.
But this topic, tickling through the era. Tickling has been both a method of pleasure and torture for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how it was used for torture in medieval times. For example, when they dipped bare feet in salt. Then they brought a goat out to lick the salt off.
Yep. That sounds really nice.
It's not.
That sounds extremely pleasant.
There are more methods from the medieval times to research. How were stockades used for tickle torture with feet in medieval times?
Okay.
What made the feet a popular choice of torture in the medieval times? Then you could move into talking about tickling in an era when films came out. How is tickle torture used in films and videos?
Mm-hmm.
What shows focus or had segments?
Yeah, because I definitely, like, I'm not thinking of anything in particular, but I'm thinking, like, I have memories of cartoons.
Oh, it happened a lot,
like, constantly when we were kids, like, feet being tickled by, like, a feather or whatever.
Howard Stern, the places in mainstream media where it happened. He did
Howard Stern's so gross.
He is, but he's great. Was great. Now he's a little more annoying.
He's disgusting.
He's gone mainstream. It's not as fun as he used to be.
He's gone mainstream.
But then maybe the old stuff was never all that great.
It wasn't.
It was fine. Maybe also give some examples of celebrities that got their feet tickled in the past. I have also noticed that tickling feet is a thing at some Renaissance fairs.
Mm.
Maybe bawdy ones. Ooh. So maybe you could talk a little more about that. I've seen it a few times at fairs, but they don't do it much anymore.
I keep getting ads on my Facebook for the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair.
Oh, yeah?
And I want to go.
We could go.
I've heard that it's really like, it's very gross though, right? It's extremely sexual. There's no, like, it's not family friendly.
I don't know. I think it's a little more bawdy than the Maryland one.
I just don't want to run into a situation where I've got some dude walking some dude around on a leash.
I mean, that's going to happen at the Maryland one too. Cause you know.
I've never seen that.
You never
I mean,
noticed.
I've seen the furries.
No, that's there, but they usually hang out at different pubs.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm not taking my kids to the friggin'
Dragon Inn.
Yeah, I'm not fucking doing that. I keep
wretched
my,
hive
I keep
of
my
scum and
children
villainy.
Away from the Dragon Inn. Like, I know the type of people who go
this
there.
This is real deep, deep info for those like, of you who go to the Maryland Renaissance
right?
Festival.
My apologies if you go to the Dragon Inn, but, I mean, frankly,
don't go to the fucking Dragon
you're
Inn.
You're fucking gross. Stay away from there. Jesus
I've
Christ.
Seen the people that frequent there. Food on feet. God damn it. Drinking is banned on this episode.
What?
In this episode, you guys could talk about what? That's weird.
Drinking? What? You mean like we're not going to talk about like beverages on feet? We're going to talk about.
You guys could talk about what are some of the common cuisines people enjoy off of feet,
ew.
And what makes the food enjoyable is on the feet is the smell of the food or the feet or
ew,
is it
ew 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 ew
the aspect of eating something edible off. Something that is
this
not
is,
edible.
None of this is pleasurable.
No,
none
it's
of
all
this
awful.
Is good. This
He's
is...
talking about it like it's pleasurable.
No,
but it's not.
No.
What are some hazards of eating food off of feet?
Everything.
Does
is
the
all
temperature of the food change the experience? I imagine it'd be painful one way or the other.
Oh, yeah. Come eat this a hot soup off of feet. What the fuck? I've never heard of this. I've never
What are some experiences where food on feet went the wrong way? All of them.
Every time.
We've never
Every
done
time.
This.
Okay, no.
Go ahead.
There was one time. Remember the bananas?
I do remember the bananas.
I
We've talked about the
bananas.
Bananas yes,
with
we,
my feet.
You did.
Before it was like this guy paid me. He came over to my apartment and I smashed bananas on my feet and then he licked them off. It was a whole thing.
Yes, it was.
I hated it.
It was awful.
Especially because I hate bananas.
Yeah, they're awful.
And also, it was just super gross. And I'm sitting here and I'm picturing like spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Like, let me just feed you spaghetti with my toes. Like,
that sounds nice.
I really can't imagine
anything. No, it's just
more
awful.
Disgusting.
I don't. Food and sex are two different things for me and will always be. They're two different cortexes of my brain that have pleasure for different reasons. I'm not going to get down on a Five Guys cheeseburger with your foot all jammed in it.
Like, no.
That will ruin both experiences, frankly.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Because then...
But that's
me.
There's some people that are way into that. And that's more mainstream than feet on face, frankly.
We'll,
but
yeah, I guess...
We'll cover it. We got to cover
it. We could talk about that.
Yeah, totally.
We could definitely address
it. Oh, yeah. That's
it.
What the show's all about.
Do you want to hear me say the word gross?
A lot. You're going to get so drunk.
10,000 times.
Oh, drinking is banned. And that's why. Because...
Oh!
That's a drinking
game.
I
get it.
Because you're
going to
say gross a lot.
I get it. I thought he was like...
Chunker Bud's a real fan.
You're not allowed to talk about no iced tea on the feet.
I thought I like couldn't drink my soda.
Oh yeah, no burps, Ramon.
I haven't burped in ages.
I think I did earlier this episode. Sorry, guys.
But no, we go down every path of foot fetish, whether we are comfortable with it or not.
Yeah, sure. I'm not comfortable with most of it.
That's correct. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Feet upkeep advice.
How to keep your own feet in good shape. You could explain, like, you know, do like foot push-ups. You can explain keeping your feet in good shape means. I don't know. You'll have to explain it to me first, Junker Buds. Keeping it in good shape doesn't mean surgery on your feet.
Yeah, slice down that ridge a little.
Ew. But rather how to keep your feet healthy.
Okay.
You could talk about how people should first decide the style they want to keep their feet. For example, short toenails, wrinkly soles, and soft, moisturized feet.
Oh, yeah.
Then you could talk about products to keep your feet healthy, like using lotion, toenail polish, foot de-wrinkler, if that's a thing. I can't imagine
that's a thing. Also, wrinkles in feet are great.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's fun. No. Go ahead.
And other products to use if you have
a disease?
Like athlete's foot. Gross. Yeah. This episode would be good for Instagram models and paid session foot models, as well as anyone who wants to indulge someone in their life with a foot fetish.
That's fair.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah, sure. I feel like that would really kind of overlap with the pedicure episode.
Maybe a
just
bit.
Just like foot care in general. Just like
yeah, they could be combined, I think.
Yeah.
life of women with foot fetishes.
Oh, a fictional episode. Okay. Uh-huh.
I think this topic would be interesting for lots of the listeners.
I don't believe that women have foot fetishes.
Episode could have a few female listeners with foot fetishes share their story. You say a few. I've reached out to some of them that supposedly have it on Reddit. They have not come
through. They're fake. They're all fake. I mean, they're men. They're dudes.
If they are comfortable sharing, if this episode does not get enough true stories, it won't. You guys could go to Reddit and find some stories about women with foot fetishes. They're made up.
Oh, fake erotica. Cool.
Listen, there are some women with foot fetishes. I've met a few of them, but they're reticent to come on, or maybe they're not.
Who are they?
I mean, again, it's all online stuff. So
yeah,
the chances
fake.
Are
all fake.
Possibly fake. Often I've women who claim to have foot or at least are comfortable with feet, generally it's more of the humiliation aspect and not the feet themselves. Nobody, I mean, women are into the appearance of feet, I have noticed, but never like guys with a foot fetish. It's not getting them off, you know?
Right.
It's more combined with something else.
What do you mean? Like women, like how they're, women are into like having feet on them or just being
like if women
feet?
Are fine to worship a guy's feet, it's often
it's
not, they're into feet.
Thing.
It's a, yeah.
It's more just like
it's more something else
to men,
and that's a whole other topic, you know.
More about yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, we could go real deep.
Women,
we could go real deep, but then we're gonna get a whole bunch of emails about how like oh, Belle's too obnoxious.
And I hate to do it. Like, listen, when you meet a woman, supposed woman online with a foot fetish,
oh, a fake woman, yeah.
I mean, you never want to have to ask someone proof for things, but if for this case, it's like, hey, can you prove?
Can you send me a picture, kinda, a telescopic photo of your vagina?
I know, oops.
Like, I need to see it. Fisheye lens, please.
Sure. Life of dating a person with a foot fetish. I think we covered that, but maybe not.
I feel like we touch on that fairly often.
I'm assuming that most of the listeners have a foot fetish, so this would be interesting to hear the opposite point of view. How did it work out when the partner with the foot fetish shared that they had a foot fetish with the partner.
First date.
Was there any foot stuff that took place in public, like
good
at a
God,
bar?
No.
Oh, that'd
no.
be fun. I'd do that.
Ew.
What was the reaction of some couples that used the Foot Fetish 101 episode to share their foot fetish with their partner?
I think we've had feedback from people who've said that
they used it, yeah.
They've played that episode for their spouse or significant other.
I think this episode would have a lot of stories sent in because it is just the wife or husband talking about something embarrassing to their partner, not them. Maybe. I mean, we've kind of covered all that.
Yeah, I would be. Yeah, I would
be. I'm always interested in people's stories.
I would be interested to hear, like, if we had, you know, we have a lot of dudes who are married. Just get let's make up a questionnaire for you to ask your wife.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And then we
Jesus,
can read
yes.
her answers.
I love that.
Like, because I don't want her to have to, like, sit and write an email. Like,
no, give them
a clear
cut.
She doesn't want to write an email to your Foot Fetish podcast. Leave your fucking wife alone.
We will
but
do that, yes.
Sit there and ask her questions.
That's
we'll write
a really
a
good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that
could
that
be
interesting.
Let me type that into this one. Bold it so I know it. Make, in one hand, this is great. Questionnaire.
TIONAIR. R-E, two R's.
I like the way it's written.
Well, it's wrong.
Do you know
I
my
believe.
Freaking program doesn't do spell check anymore?
Yeah,
it's awful.
I don't, wait, I'm pretty sure that's not how you spell
it's
questionnaire.
Not. Watch. I'm going to type something else that's definitely wrong. Apparently, according to that, that's the correct
the
way
hell?
To spell that
what
word that doesn't exist.
This?
Apache.
Apache?
Yeah, Apache. It's open office.
Well, that's dumb.
I know.
Hey there. It's Belle from the Foot Fetish Podcast and Ramon Faithful. After a long evening of recording this damn podcast, one of my favorite things to do is to use a human couch's face as a footstool for my big, smelly size 10 feet that, or sit on their face wearing jeans, whatever makes me the most comfortable. I'm not really concerned about their comfort. And there's only one place you can see me use my various human couches, RamonFaithful.com. With over 700 clips featuring smelly foot smothering, and guys, I've been under these feet, they're not nice. Full weight face sitting, and guys, I've been under these asses, it's not easy. And cozy human sofas. We are the number one store on clips for sale in foot smother and human furniture. RamonFaithful.com, putting feet on faces since 2008.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back from that little break.
Apparently we took a break.
We took a break. A quick break. You didn't see it coming. We're on page 3 of 17, so we're
Jesus
doing well.
Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. So we're getting there.
We're getting there.
Progress.
We're pounding.
But
this might be a longer episode. Maybe not. We'll see what happens.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get through
Shut
all
up.
This.
We're doing it. Next, walking barefoot on coals. A cultural thing as well as a challenge. You could talk about why people can walk on hot coals without getting their feet burnt. Why it is done as a cultural
thing.
You just
walk super fast.
It's kind of that.
And the coals aren't actually that
hot. They're not that hot. What kind of media is displayed? What Wikipedia has a good article about this that explains the cultural. I guess we could talk about that. Maybe like cultural foot things. I don't know that needs to be its own episode, but like, I don't know. We'll figure that out.
It's like in India, the women are always barefoot when they're dancing, right?
Yeah,
I see that a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Internet memes about feet. Memes. There's so many memes about feet. This is, you're speaking my language. Some beautiful and some disgusting.
Yeah, you could do a lot of research on this.
This episode could go on forever, and you probably would have to do a part two as well as a part one. Don't tell me what to do.
I think
or an episode about internet foot meme images and internet foot meme gifts. Mm. This episode could even have a competition where listeners make a meme about
feet,
and Belle and Ramon vote on the top
three. One guy made a meme of your feet once. You had an annoyed look on your face, and he sent it, and it was like, when he asks for a college discount.
Oh.
That was a great one. He got all up in arms because you just thanked him and didn't, like, give him praise unto the heavens.
Listen.
Fucking internet guys.
Listen. You know what? Take it to Reddit.
And Belle and Ramon vote on the top three. Yeah.
I can't think of any internet memes about feet.
You gotta look for them. Gotta research.
I can't think of a single one. Can you?
Not like a big old meme, but they exist. All memes exist.
I can't think of any.
Barefoot climbing, a little known sport.
You skipped one. Oh, no, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
I'm wrong.
People enjoy doing rock climbing and bouldering barefoot.
Ew.
Are there other climbing activities that involve feet? Climbing on my face.
Oh, my God.
What are the effects of climbing barefoot? Should you actually climb barefoot or just do it
probably
for the pic?
Probably not. No, I would say probably
are not. There, same reason you shouldn't run barefoot. Are there actual rock climbing gyms that allow you to be barefoot? Yeah, they do. Go to like any old freaking gym. They don't give a shit. This episode could also leak into barefoot parkour. Maybe barefoot sports.
That all sounds really dangerous.
Climbing, running.
Wrestling.
I guess it can, no, wrestling's its own thing because it's session wrestling. Okay, it's not the sport. It's the fetish.
Yeah. Rock climbers.
Rock.
Shut the fuck up. Have you ever met a rock climber who wasn't a douchebag?
No.
Like a dude who was like super, super into climbing?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's all carabiners and rope.
I met one who wasn't a douchebag, and I think he might have been a secret douchebag.
They all are.
He was also really into slacklining.
Oh, yeah?
You know that?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Were you like shimmy down a thing?
No. It was like where you have, it's like
tightrope?
It's like a tightrope, but it's not tight. It's slack, and you walk across it.
I'm familiar with that.
College was weird, guys.
College was weird. Your college especially.
Why do we naturally try to cover up our foot fetish? I think we all have covered up our fetish when we were a kid, but why did we? Was it embarrassment? Why is it embarrassing? If we want more feet, why did we cover it up? Did covering it up give us more or less feet? This topic has a lot of questions to answer, even if there is one main question. I really want to get an answer from you guys in an episode.
I think we've covered that, but I'll do an entire episode on that.
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
We'll call it foot fetish shame.
Ooh, yeah.
That's really the answer.
I'm going to shame everyone.
Everyone gets shamed.
Constantly.
Foot teasing / dangling.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like we talk about this all the time.
Yeah, we did. You guys talked about shoe play, but what about foot play? Wiggling the toes. Okay. Wiggling the toes, moving the ankles. She's doing it.
I'm doing it, but I got socks on.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Hey, she had feet last time. You guys talked about shoe play. What about foot play? Blah, 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 blah. You could talk about why people like to move their feet around, why it feels good to stretch our feet, and what makes people want to tease people with foot fetishes with their feet. Same reason they want to tease them with anything else, I'd imagine. But
yeah.
Belle is fun because she does, and a lot of people do foot stuff without even realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hotter than her trying to arouse me.
Foot
I think.
Stomping.
I don't mean trampling.
I mean more like the fun of squishing, crushing, and stomping on still objects, with the exception of bugs.
I thought we did a crushing episode.
I stepped on boxes at one point.
That
Remember
was cool.
That box that I crushed up? That was fun.
Yeah, that guy
he
sucks.
He says, I know Belle loves to stomp on bananas,
yeah.
So this would be a good episode for her. Kidding. But, I mean, you guys could talk about why stomping on things arouses people, how stomping on things makes the person stomping on stuff feel. And what is good or fun to stomp on? Oh, that cardboard box was super fun. For example, cardboard tape, plastic bottles, bananas, I mean, bubble wrap, etc. Bubble wrap is fun to stomp on.
You know, we could start making crushing clips like that. They
right?
probably sell, and they're really easy to do.
Yeah.
Shit, maybe we'll do that.
You could even get into liquid stomping like water, liquid hand soap, lotion, and more. Next, you could talk about things that are horrible idea to stomp on. I'm sure you guys have already have enough examples.
Oh, yeah.
Of your own, after I said that, something I would love to see is someone stomping on nice, sharp Legos.
I guarantee goddamn tea that if we made a Lego stomping episode, it would sell. Because
you mean a clip?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Let's do it.
Because, frankly, I think it's funny.
Let's do it.
You want to just do it?
I don't fucking care. Like, Legos don't really hurt my feet.
Oh, I am interested in this clip, then.
Like,
this is happening.
We have... God, we have so many fucking Legos.
I know.
We have, like, bins of Legos. Just dump them all on the floor, and I'll walk across them. I don't care.
That's a fun clip.
Let's
We're going to
do
it. We're going to do it, everybody.
That's super fun. Because I honestly, like, I feel like... And at one point, the bottoms of my feet were super tough.
Yeah.
I feel like they're probably not
They're
anymore.
Very soft now, yeah.
I don't know.
You wear socks
Maybe
too
it
much.
Would really hurt. Maybe it would really
You have no
hurt.
Calluses.
We'll have to find out. We will have to find out. Last week, I went out in the backyard barefoot, and it was so fucking muddy.
Yeah.
It was really gross.
We took pictures.
Yeah, I sent Ramon a bunch of pictures.
What to do and what not to do when covering up your foot fetish. Ah, we talked about this earlier. This one could be helpful in really life scarring. Scaring? Scarring?
No, that's scarring.
Yeah, that's
you
scarring,
just,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was making sure
read.
It wasn't. Wow.
The topic idea is pretty self-explanatory, and I don't think I have much to add. It's not self-explanatory. I don't really understand what
I
you're talking
it,
about.
I get it.
What's he saying?
well, how, what to do and what not to do when you're covering up your fetish. Like, maybe I don't understand.
I mean, I don't think that you need to cover up your fetish at all. If you don't,
we kind of talked about how not to be a creep about it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Or when, like, I mean, obviously if somebody,
yeah, I guess don't like offer to give foot massages constantly.
But also like if you're, you know, getting intimate with a lady or a man, and that's not a time to cover up your foot fetish because that's what you like. Don't be shy about it then.
I guess.
I guess that's a sort of a thought there. Selling used footwear, as in how Belle sells her socks.
Not very often.
Well, your sock, it's weird. Your feet don't smell as much as they did before. It's weird.
Go many places. Yeah, I think it's these fancy new boots that Terry got me.
Oh, shit. It might be.
A couple months ago because I wear those all the time and now my feet don't smell.
This episode could also cover selling shoes and other foot jewelry like toe rings. Who buys toe rings? Some things you guys could talk about are how selling used footwear is done outside of the foot fetish community through thrift stores, flea markets, and even online.
Do people do that? I mean, I guess.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
if you see
you've
a
been
woman,
to Goodwill.
If you see, no, I know. But I'm saying, do you, like, would you go to a Goodwill and be like, oh, these are size 11 shoes, and then buy them and just sniff them?
I've never bought them, but I look at them and I go, I bet the feet in those are really nice. So those shoes are kind of hot.
I bet there's like a market for it, like on Facebook Marketplace. You see like a lady selling her shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you go and look at her profile, and then you can see whether or not she's hot, and you can get.
I have had those moments on Facebook before.
Like, that's pretty creepy, but like, whatever. You're still buying her shoes.
A fun moment for me is when someone's selling shoes and they give the size or, you know, something like that, and then a bunch of people will chime in. Oh, that's my size. Oh, that's too big for me. So that's a fun moment for me when I find out shoe sizes that way.
Right.
That's interesting. No, I would never do that because I don't know whose feet were in those shoes.
Right. Well, from a thrift store, what I'm saying about the Facebook thing is that you would know.
Next one is grounding. The hell is that?
Yeah, it's just like walking outside barefoot.
Similar to barefoot running, a little more relaxed, just walking around outside, without shoes and socks on. People walk barefoot usually on their lawn or on their driveway, but also sometimes they walk barefoot on a public sidewalk. I enjoy doing grounding. Why does it have to have a term? Like, maybe you're just walking around.
Hippies. Like, fucking hippies.
Oh, okay.
I'm grounding. I'm just connecting with the earth. Yeah, that's what that's about.
As I think it helps me mentally. I mean, that's fine. It's just weird that it has a term.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely agree with that. I've been in the midst of, like, anxiety at times and going outside. But I find just being outdoors is more helpful for me than just walking barefoot on the ground. But
you guys could talk about what grounding is, what the health benefits are of grounding, and what the hazards of grounding, and how it is used in foot fetish content. Maybe we could talk about that. That could be something. Podiatry. Yes. While this topic is not anywhere near sexual, I think it's a good topic because it involves feet. And I have seen people pretending to be at a podiatrist's office in clips. You guys could explain the meaning of podiatry. What they do in podiatry and why you should not get a job as a podiatrist if you have a foot fetish.
No.
Also, I will just say you guys might have to try and steer away from pediatric podiatry if you guys make this up. Well, obviously.
Well, yeah.
Hey, guys, don't be fucking pedos.
Right?
When you're talking about
Jesus
pets.
Fucking Christ.
We got you, Chunker Buds. Chunker Buds just being thorough. I appreciate that.
No, I do appreciate that.
He's looking out for
but
us.
Yeah, no shit, man. Like, jeez.
If I may, adoy. You can read the next one, dude. Mm-hmm.
Difference between a kink, an obsession, and a fetish. I want to learn what the answer to this is. I know a fetish is more extreme than a kink, but other than that, and Belle's kink shames, not fetish shames. I mean,
it's really
all
semantics.
I could do both. I have no idea what the differences are. So maybe you guys could explain what each term means in the fetish world, then explain the differences between each term and compare them to each other. Even if the episode does not turn out long, it could still be an interesting episode, and you guys could just fill up the rest of the episode with Belle's kink shame corner.
I mean, that's what we do.
I'm on board.
Yeah, all right, we can do it. I feel like we've made that
distinction. I feel like we've talked about that before. But
really, it's just semantics.
Well...
Like, yeah,
yeah,
one could
I mean,
make
I guess. No. I mean, everybody, like.
They're a big Venn diagram, and it's more of a circle, really.
No. I disagree. I think there's a difference between a kink and a fetish.
Well, here's the next topic for you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Cankles. Why is it called cankles?
Calf and ankle combined.
Yeah, it's a portmanteau.
Yep.
Fun fact, portmanteau. Also
episode
a portmanteau.
Over. There's a lot to it.
What makes thick ankles appealing to many people?
Not me, Johnny.
Oh, me. Are there any health hazards to having thick ankles?
Yep, I mean, you won't get me.
As far as there's health hazards,
I'm going to break them.
Just like being overweight in
general. I'm going to throw cinder blocks at them.
Can someone be thin but have thick ankles?
Oh, yes. I've seen it.
I think this would be a good episode for Belle to take over so we get her perspective.
Yeah,
I think it is awesome that she is into cankles but not feet. I'm not into cankles.
No, it's just an aesthetic
look. I'm just like,
look.
That's a quality that women tend to get when they reach a certain weight, and I'm into women of a certain weight.
Right.
I'm not like, I don't have a cankle fetish.
No.
He says, not saying that not being into feet is awesome. I mean, it is pretty awesome. I mean, I think
good
it's great.
Good for you.
Is it because some people are into big, beautiful women, so they also like cankles?
BB-dubs.
Yeah, for me. This topic is also very similar to ankles, but I'm sure some people in this world only like thick ankles and hate all other looks of ankles. Ramon is the other way around. Ramon
indeed
only likes thin ankles.
That's me.
My ankles are quite thin.
I know. I love them.
I'm actually very self-conscious about that. I think I look silly in sandals.
No, you look great.
I think I look really goofy.
I remember admiring you when we first started dating. You stepped outside my room, which had a sliding glass door to smoke, and you stood there barefoot, and you stood with your feet very tight together, and I was admiring your ankles and how nice they looked with your feet.
Wow.
It was very nice.
I had really thin ankles back then. I was a little
thin. They were real thin. Foot play while drunk.
What?
This episode is interesting because I know what commonly happens with foot play while drunk, but I have never been in a situation where this ever happened.
What?
Some examples of foot play while drunk is obviously taking off some... This is foot play. I mean,
this is just
what?
Foot play. It's just like, I guess he feels like people, if they're drunk, their inhibitions are down.
Yes,
so
but that's
more
true
open
of anything. Another interesting example is if someone has sneakers, some people tie two shoes together and
this
throw
is,
them
what?
Up. What the
this
fuck?
Is just, are you talking like sexy drunken hijinks?
Seems like I'm very confused. Share fun stories about playing with feet while they're drunk. I don't think that's a whole episode. I think that's a
like,
minute.
throw them somewhere up high, like on a tree branch or a telephone wire, somewhere where they can't get their shoes back. When I went to college, there was a tree called the shoe tree.
Ah.
And the custom was, the tradition was, when you lost your virginity, you tied your shoes together and threw them up in the shoe tree. The tree was full of shoes. Like,
college
it was,
kids are dumb.
College kids are really dumb.
Yeah.
It was fun, though.
I'm glad.
You know, it was a cute college tradition.
Sure. Tickling tools.
You didn't finish the foot play while
I think we finished it enough.
He said, this is my G-rated example. I'm sure you can come up with more, but this episode would be interesting, especially if listeners with foot fetishes share their fun stories about playing with feet while they were drunk. I don't know about
that
topic.
Look, if we get a lot of stories from people who happen to be drunk while playing with feet and they are somehow intertwined, yeah,
I guess.
But I don't see that being a whole episode of anything. Because they're not inherently connected.
No.
People do a lot of weird shit while they're drunk.
Yeah.
Go on with the next one. Or stare at your phone. I'll do it.
No, sorry. I got a text.
That's okay.
Tickling tools. This topic could go into everyday objects that could be used to film fetish.
Yeah.
But I think this could also go get deeper into things they can buy or make as a do-it-yourself project.
Oh.
You could talk about some companies that sell major tickling tools like stockades and tickling wands.
I'm a major tickling tool.
Yeah, you are. Then talk about products that also can be used for tickling like hair combs, fake fingernails, back scratchers, etc. Then finally, you can talk about what you can use or make yourself like stockades, a rotating set of feathers, I have no idea, goats, and more. I don't think I can make a goat myself.
No.
Use the internet and its videos for this one.
This combined with that using everyday objects for
fetish.
Yeah,
I think that's...
I don't know. This could be part of the tickling episode.
And then there's another
one.
This next one, I think, could fit.
Yeah, that's all
that.
Just the same.
It's all... Well, no, it's... It could be... You could... I think it's slightly different. And
sure.
I think they could all be rolled into one episode together.
Maybe, yeah. Just foot fetish gear.
Yeah, foot fetish. Yeah.
Accoutrement. Yeah. The French.
Mise en scène.
Foot fetish equipment props. As in what you can buy from companies that specialize in making fetish equipment. Are there special clothes for foot fetish? If so, what companies sell it? Is there a special rope for foot fetish content?
What?
A foot fetish rope? It soaks in foot smell much better than others.
What?
No, there's nothing. If so, what companies sell it? What other equipment is sold from these companies? Are there special cameras for foot fetish? No.
No. What?
Maybe a camera that you just wear on your foot.
Like a tiny, tiny, like you wear a GoPro, and then I put my feet on your face.
I like that.
Yeah.
Anything bizarre, like an auto-tickling machine. Oh, yeah, that exists.
Yeah.
This episode would be interesting to get an aspect because, besides the filming fetish side. All right. Websites that host foot fetish content.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking deeper than just the pose.
Oh, yeah? Deeper?
You could talk about the names of poses in foot fetish. Are there names for feet close to the camera? That's called feet and face. What is the called when the feet are dangling? It's called dangling feet. Is there a name for both feet together? That's called feet together. hey, this topic could go as far as adults doing crisscross applesauce. I think there would be a lot of content to cover in this. Yeah, sure. Foot fetish poses could be a thing.
Okay.
Here it goes. Oh, this is a good one.
Did you skip? You skipped websites.
Oh, did I skip? Oh, no. I'm dumb. I think I said the name and then didn't.
But also,
I jumped a complete topic.
I'm not sure.
The last one was common poses for foot fetish content.
Yeah.
I'll do this one. Websites that host foot fetish content. I think a lot of listeners know the major websites that host foot fetish content, but this episode could talk about the less common sites that hold it as well. I'm sure that some listeners know of a website that most of us had never heard of. I'm also sure that there's a website that most of us have heard of, but some listeners don't know of. You could talk about the common ones like Pornhub, Flickr. Flickr? Flickr has foot
Flickr fetish? Is still a thing.
Yeah, I think.
Photo Bucket.
Actually, I think Flickr's gone.
You know, post all your favorite photos on the photo bucket.
Clips for Sale, OnlyFans, WikiFeet, lots of others
Angel
that
Fire,
you could talk about.
GeoCities.
Less common ones like the mouse pad, and that's the only one you
mouse
can think
pad.
Of. Yeah, I talked about that on the 90s episode.
Mm.
You get the next one. I've jumped too many.
Jobs where workers are barefoot.
I like it.
As in a profession, some obvious examples are lifeguards are at pools and beaches. But this topic could also cover professional dancing, acting, and even foot modeling. What about barefoot wrestling? Is there a profession for stomping on fruit or wine? You could even talk in depth about foot session people.
Mm.
A little research would go a long way. Wow, that feels really passive aggressive there,
Chuck
Buds.
Well,
I'm going to do zero research for that episode.
That's what you do.
I'm going to be like, well, what if I, oh, like ladies who are secretaries who like slip their shoes off under their desks.
No. I mean, yes, but no, worker, like, you know, come on.
Fuck you.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck you, Ramon. Anyway, attractions where visitors are often barefoot, as in amusements or parks or amusement parks.
No.
Places I can think of are pools, beaches, even things called barefoot parks. I don't believe that that's a thing.
I don't know that it is either.
But what else is where people are barefoot? How about surfing and riding paddle boards? What about water parks? Let us not forget about foot massage parlors. Is there lots of bare feet at beach boardwalks? No, you get a splinter.
People walk barefoot.
You could even get to attractions such as restaurants where you soak your feet in a bath while you wait for your food. It's a thing in Japan. Everything's a thing in Japan.
Everything's a thing in Japan.
With a little research, this could be an interesting topic to talk about.
A little
research.
What?
Stop telling me to do research. I'm not here for a fucking homework assignment.
Throw in shade at you.
Jeez.
Characteristics of moving the foot. Didn't we already, one of those topics he just said
earlier?
Yeah,
I think so.
You're repeating yourself, Chunker Bud.
Well, I feel like for him, there might be
slight differences.
There might be slight differences. He might be talking about something. Oh, that next topic is so gross.
We'll get to it.
I just read it and it's like, ew.
During the episode, Ramon may have to be actively moving Belle's foot to point out more characteristics.
Oh.
What I mean by characteristics is like,
allow that.
What happens to the foot when you move certain parts? For example, if you move all the toes up by the palm of your hand, some strand in the sole moves forward and gets stiff. You could figure out more characteristics.
This requires a lot of knowledge of like foot anatomy, like the tendons and the muscles and stuff.
A little research. You could figure out more characteristics by trying to move just a single toe at once.
Maybe.
Pressing down. That could be fun. I mean, we could get into wrinkled feet on this one. I don't think we've ever done the episode on wrinkled feet.
You talk about wrinkled feet all the time.
I talk about it, but we can get into like foot characteristics. Like, and we could show off your foot. It'd be a nice visual one for the
mm-hmm.
patrons. This could be a fun episode for all of us because Ramon would get some action. Yeah. Belle would get a foot massage, mostly. And the viewers would be getting lots of content. Oh, yeah. Well, let's read your new favorite topic right here.
Feet with dead skin.
Yum.
I'm sure there is a fetish for feet with dead skin. I'm sure there is, but just because there's a fetish for something doesn't mean, like,
doesn't mean.
Ew. Things like peeling off the skin. Ugh. Watching those tiny fish eat the dead skin off. Ugh. Or seeing one of those tools peel off the dead skin might be arousing to people. I think I have even heard before that people have sold their dead skin from their feet.
Hey, there's guys that want it from you.
Everyone has dead skin, and this seems like an important part of foot fetish. Gross.
Gross.
I mean, sure. Takes all kinds. I'm sure that there are. Yeah, like I'm sure there's dudes who buy, like, you know, you shave, you use that, like that. Remember the pet egg that makes the little Parmesan cheese off your foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's dudes who just, like, you know, want to just, like, I don't know, sniff that or whatever. I don't know. I'm trying to put myself
foot in the cheese action.
Trying to put myself in the place of
Parmesan.
Like, fucking disgusting. Yeah, I know. I literally just said Parmesan.
Effects of always wearing shoes.
No, I don't always wear
you
shoes.
You always wear socks. What are the effects? How does it affect your feet? How does it affect where you walk? Does it make a difference if you wear sneakers while walking in or out, or wear clogs?
I mean, yeah.
How does it make you feel mentally? How does it always wearing shoes affect the people around you? It makes the people with foot fetishes mad. It does.
I don't know. You shouldn't wear shoes inside your house because that's fucking disgusting.
It is fucking disgusting. That's
all I have to say about that for now.
Mm-hmm.
Effects of always being barefoot. Being barefoot is good every once in a while, but how would it affect you if you were always barefoot?
Mm.
How would it change the shape of your feet? Your feet would get flat.
Right.
You get
very calloused.
I know. I know that plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
You know, you can get that if you just don't wear shoes often enough. I know I follow a lady on Instagram, and she said that as a result of being a housewife, she just, like, stayed at home for 10 years and she never wore shoes. And she got plantar fasciitis and it really fucked with her feet. Like, your arches just, like, stop working.
They collapse, basically.
Yeah, yeah. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. It's really, really painful. What? How would it change the feel of your feet? What could you get from walking barefoot? How much does it matter if you often walk on a soft surface like grass or on a hard surface like paved sidewalk? Oof, yeah, that's a big difference.
Yep.
How would it affect you mentally? It makes us foot fetishists feel good, but is it actually good to walk barefoot all the time? No, it's not. Yep. It's like the difference between you ever worked a job where you, like, are just standing for hours and hours and hours, and then, like, they have those pads, those, like, pressure, you know, those like, and, like, if you're not standing on one, it's insanely harder on your back, on your legs, your knees, your feet. Like, just having something soft to stand on like that, it makes a world of difference.
Professional Ashiatsu massages. Ashiatsu massages are full of feet and is probably my favorite profession with feet. You could talk about what an Ashiatsu massage is, why it is relaxing outside of the foot fetish world, why it is fun for someone with a foot fetish. It's not supposed to be sexual, but is it to people with foot fetishes? It certainly can be.
I don't know if
I believe we talked about that in the trampling episode.
That Ashiatsu massage is a real thing.
It is. 100% is a real thing.
I don't.
There are many, many, many masseuses that do it. Just a small amount of research would show you that.
I don't. Well, you know what?
It's
a
real thing.
You and Chunker Buds keep telling me to do research, and I'm not going to
do it.
You
just never do.
Study it out.
We could do one on that. We'll do a whole episode on specifically back massage with feet, because it does exist. The next one is back cracking by friends. Mm. Friendly trample. Why do friends like to do it to each other? It feels good, and it's
funny. It feels awesome.
And it's a fun little goofy moment. Is it usually something that both people enjoy? Usually, more often.
I mean,
not to the sexual.
I enjoy having my back cracked. But
same with me.
There is a certain satisfaction in stepping on someone and cracking the shit out of their back.
Is it something where they were dared to do it? I think this episode would be interesting with Belle's perspective and experiences first, then Ramon's experiences next. See, he's freaking planning it out here. Wants to hear yours, then mine.
Right?
Oh, fuck.
No, I mean, you know, I've told you about my experiences with having, you know, that friend of mine in college cracked my back, and she was so, so good at it.
I really wish I could say,
like,
that.
I have not had my back cracked that good
in like since, you know, college, when she used to just like,
I'm so sad nobody ever took a picture or video.
The people did, we didn't have pictures and videos back then.
Oh yeah, shit,
like that was, this was before smartphones.
Oh, I hated
before,
that. I hate our lives before smartphones.
Right.
History of lotus foot binding. We definitely talked about that. I'm kind of interested in why this was a thing and why it made it popular. You could talk about what it did defeat and why it was performed.
You know what? In fact, we did talk about that in our History of Foot Fetishes
episode. Yeah, that was a big, big part of it. So,
but go catch up, Chunker Buds.
Go fucking catch up.
Go catch up.
Here's a skip ahead because we've talked about lotus foot and all that stuff. Thai massage. That could be all in part of our massage with feet because that's another form that's similar to Ashiatsu.
Okay.
Thai massages. This one has to do with feet as well. I think person giving the massage is usually barefoot as well. This is great because a person with a foot fetish can decide to get a massage or get a job for giving a massage. They will likely see feet. Oh, I see. You could talk about how the person getting the massage uses their feet in the Thai massage and how the person giving the massage uses their feet during the massage. Yes? That's the same thing. You said the same thing twice.
Yeah, I think we could do massage and like reflexology and acupuncture all in one episode. The world of types of socks. You guys already talked about socks in general, but you guys didn't really talk about types. I feel like we
kind of did.
We talked about it. We had a whole show about socks. Chunker Buds.
You got to listen.
Did you listen to the sock episode?
We had 52 episodes.
He's like, I think it could be a good idea to talk about toe socks, ankle socks, no-show socks, crew socks, thigh-high socks, and types of athletic socks, including hiking socks.
Yeah, we did
You could also talk about colors on socks and why different socks have specific colors. Okay, two things. First of all, we talked about all of that.
We did. We really did.
All of that. Like, at length. I have a lot of opinions about socks.
We did.
I have a lot of opinions about socks. I have a lot of sock preferences. We definitely talked about all of that. I don't know what, like the difference between like white athletic socks and black dress socks. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just because they're fucking professional.
We are at page 8. Let's do one more page.
Page 8. Oh my God.
We'll do one more page.
All right. We'll do one more page and then we're going to wrap it up and then we'll finish up next week.
Good God.
Yeah. We got a lot going on here. Mm-hmm. Why you shouldn't film foot fetish content without people's consent. I don't feel like I need to explain this. It's really not a good idea to film without consent, and most websites don't allow people to post content like this.
Fun fact, in New York, you can do that. You can film people without their consent.
Yeah.
There's other states that do it, too.
You can, if someone's in public, you can film them regardless. There's no expectation of privacy.
But it's weird.
It's definitely creepy.
Yeah. We'll put that in How to Not Be a Creep Part 2, maybe. I don't know.
We definitely probably talked about that in How Not to Be a Creep. I think that we might need another episode of How Not to Be a Creep.
Right.
I think a lot of us, not me, but some people might need some refreshers. I don't think that's a full episode, but yeah, maybe we'll talk about that. You keep talking and I'm trying to talk and you're like,
you're worse than the kids.
I'm just better at reading than you. I'm umming because I'm reviewing the next topic.
Is what you're doing.
I'm reviewing the next topic and I'm sitting here and I'm like,
yeah.
Anyway, we didn't do a whole episode on foot fetish.
You keep
reading the next topic.
You keep juking and jiving me here. You're like, I'm about to talk. And then I pause for a while where there was an invitation for you to talk, but you didn't because I'm waiting for you to finish a goddamn point.
Did you just hear him accuse me of juking?
Yeah, you juked me.
Whoa.
It's not juked. It's juked. Fine, I got this. Okay, this is ahead. Why we didn't get the whole goddamn page, because you're fucking...
Oh, wow.
Why?
No, fine. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ramon. Go.
I will.
Go.
What?
Go.
What? Why do some of us like to watch people take off shoes and socks?
Because we have a foot fetish.
That's why. That is why.
Guys, do you think it could have something to do with your foot fetish? Maybe.
This is one of my favorite things to watch, but I seriously don't know why.
You probably have a foot fetish.
Is it because of the unboxing aspect, similar to how other people like to watch random unboxing videos?
No, it's not about that at all.
Chunker Buds, I hate to impose upon you a generation, but I think you're a Gen Zer. And
oh,
here's
my
why.
God. Yeah.
Because Gen Z seems to think that their experience is everyone's experience. Like, no one has ever heard of the concept of unboxing until there are unboxing videos that exist.
Ramon also like to humbly request that you get off his lawn.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. I'm an old man.
I mean, it's like, why am I into watching girls take their shirts off? Jeez, why am I so into watching women with tig bitties take their breasts out? Like, I don't understand. It must be because of like watching fucking Funko Pops get unboxed, right? Like, it must have something to do with the fucking Funko Pops.
Listen,
right?
I appreciate the self questioning. I truly do. But
it's good. It's good to look inward.
It's also
really good
to have some awareness.
It's also good to just be like, hey. If you're into watching people take their socks off, it's because you're into feet. Right. If you're into watching ladies take their bras off, it's because you're into boobies.
Let's remember Occam's razor, and it's often the most obvious answer.
If you're into zebras, then you're into zebras.
Yeah.
If you think you're into zebras, you're probably just into horses because zebras are fucking creepy. Have you ever heard the sound a zebra makes?
It's awful.
They like bark.
Did you know they're not black? It's fucking remember, bizarre. They're not black and white. They're in fact brown and white. It's weird. Go look at one.
I appreciate that.
It's fucking weird.
I like that. Hey, what's brown and white? And I don't know. I don't have a joke.
A stick. Oh God, here we are. Is it because we're just waiting to get a glimpse of what the feet are underneath? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So, that's exactly what it's about. If you're,
we can make an analogy of the person by their feet, but is it just lost my place?
Is it just because it is a sexy thing to see in general? Is it so we can add a part that really happened to us into our fantasies? I don't understand that sentence. I want to know, please. This episode could be filled with stories from listeners where they were staring at people taking off their shoes and or socks.
I'd be down with that. That's fine.
I mean, okay.
Listen, it's the reveal. Yeah, we'll call it a foot reveal because, fine. Of course, we all like that. In the same way that everyone who is sexual about any other human being likes... Yeah. That hidden aspect and then something revealed.
Mm-hmm.
That's, they have really nice feet. Or we talked about that. You didn't expect to see feet. All of a sudden, someone kicks off their shoes.
Sure.
It's like, holy shit, here it is.
Yeah, that's fine. Foot fetish books. We did this. We did a whole episode, didn't we do that?
Foot fetish literature.
Books about the topic of foot fetish. You could name a few books, each from pamphlet size to phone book size. I mean, that's not really a thing that exists. I mean, We talked about this.
We did.
Then you could talk about how to get foot fetish books. Can you buy it online? Yeah, you can.
Hey, Amazon. Belle, did you know that everyone in the phone book has feet? Actually, some by the law of averages, not all of them probably
do. Everyone.
Not everyone.
No, it's not possible.
It is not possible.
What if you can't afford it? What if you can't afford
the
foot
book?
Fetish books?
If you can't, then you don't get to read it. What? Listen, Chunker Buds, I think you went real deep on these, and I appreciate that. You're going real deep, and you're not putting any real filter on this.
What if you can't afford to get a foot fetish book? Go to the library. It says, no, he goes on.
How can I get a job? Like,
how would it look if you got a foot fetish book out of a local
library?
Oh,
I see where he's getting here.
Like, it would look the same as getting any other, but I mean, like...
Any other sexual book out
most,
of a...
See, the thing is, first of all, even if your public library carried, like, a foot fetish specific book...
Yeah. It's mostly going to be clinical.
It's probably going to be like pretty clinical, or it's going to be one of the books that we talked about. You know, the one about like the old Japanese man who was worshiping his, like that was a classic that your library may have.
Yeah, it's probably there.
But honestly, the librarians have not read every single book.
Also, no, they don't.
Most libraries nowadays, they have the self checkout. You just go and you put your book
so
on
cool.
a shelf
it's,
and it checks
that's
it out.
That's black magic.
Like, no one judges you. Like there's no one, like the librarians aren't seeing it. I mean, technically I think it's in their system. So like, but like, I mean, no one's, well, okay. I want to say no one's tracking the books that you're getting out, but we all know that the government's tracking the books that you get out. We all know that.
Some of them.
If you're getting out like the Anarchist Cookbook.
They want to know who those people are.
Like,
just to know. Have a little list.
Yeah, like, I mean.
How about finding online books or audiobooks or using the Foot Fetish podcast?
You're going to find a ton of online books. I mean, probably going to be your best
bet.
It's going to be the Kindle store. Because as we talked about, there's like, I'm a big fan of, you know, Kindle, horrible Kindle romance and erotica. And as we discussed in our literature and foot fetish episode that we did a whole episode about this, Chunker Buds, there's a lot of content out there on like eBooks and stuff. You could use the Foot Fetish podcast. You could even listen to our episode about literature and and Foot Fetish and find some recommendations. Are there authors that specialize in writing books about fetishes? Yeah, that blowjob Suzuki.
Oh yeah, blowjob Suzuki.
She had
yeah.
a whole book about foot
fucking
fetishes.
Fucking weird.
What is more common, fiction books or manuals about foot fetishes? Both.
Probably.
I
yeah,
feel like we found a pretty
even, yeah.
even split.
Here's for trip to whatever the fuck his
oh,
name was.
Oh right,
types
right.
of foot
he
injuries.
He stopped listening. I guarantee you, he stopped listening.
I hope he listens harder.
he's hate listening now.
We're talking before the cast goes on. So the injuries. He wants to know about foot injuries.
Oh.
Take that, guys. Ah, no. Though you guys probably will have to talk a little bit about cast in the future.
We addressed
we never
all
stop.
Oh
we have a
God.
Cast section now.
We have a whole podcast.
I didn't put it on the list. You guys could talk about injuries like
a
breaking
joke.
A toe.
I made a really
break,
funny joke.
You're hilarious. Breaking an ankle, spraining an ankle,
wow.
or other things like scrapes, bruises, and sketches. I mean, you could even go as far as, I mean, people are into foot injuries, so maybe we could
sure,
discuss it.
Sure, I guess. This is
oh, what
be,
to do if you do have a foot injury? You know what? That's actually, you know what?
Shaming.
You know what? That's not a sexy episode, but that's a useful
rice.
One.
Rice. Rest. Elevation. Ice.
You don't know how to spell rice.
Rice. Rest. Ice. Compression.
Yeah, compression.
Elevation.
Yeah, asshole.
And also, just have some rice. It can't hurt.
Delicious rice. With some jambalaya.
Probably make you feel better. Some fried rice. That always makes me feel
fuck.
Better. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. We need to be... I had Chinese food the other night, by the way.
You're the fucking worst!
It wasn't my choice. They ordered it. And I'm like, well, if it's here...
Who?
They're the models. And they actually wanted some.
You fucking... You
what am I supposed to say?
Had...
No, my wife hasn't had any, so
no,
I can't have it.
No, it's because, like, you fucking had fucking dinner with your yeah. models?
Yeah. What was I supposed to... I'm not going to eat. I got to eat. Checkers.
I'm so upset with you.
Well, next time I won't eat.
Let me tell you guys.
Stop.
Let me tell you guys, honestly, I have not had Chinese food in like 7 years. Probably longer. Probably closer to 8 years. Since we moved out of our first... Fucking listen to me, Ramon. Since we moved out of our apartment... That was right near that really good Chinese place. And then we, you know, Ramon's like super, super fucking picky about his Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had Chinese food in years. Nigh on a decade,
yeah.
Ramon. And here you are. Every time I turn around, you're fucking eating Chinese food with your foot fetish models. It's like.
That's literally one time.
It's like when I would fucking beg you to take me to Panera. And then you never would. You'd be like, oh, I just don't like Panera. I just don't like it. But then every time you're out with your friends, you're fucking going to a goddamn
Panera. I am not.
God,
I'm
so pissed at you.
I go to Panera when I want a light meal. And that's what I do.
A light meal?
A light meal.
Fuck you. Why are you eating a light meal at Panera? I want cheese in a bread bowl with two sides of bread.
I have a grilled.
That's not light.
I have a grilled cheese and a bowl of soup. And that's a light meal for me. Thank you very much.
You fucking fatty. Anyway.
Anyway, foot
injuries
yeah.
I'm just going to shame the shit out of you.
That's right. But yes, being educated.
I'm also going to shame.
What are
my God. We've talked about tattoos. We did maybe not a full episode,
I think,
but
gross
we did
food.
A lot.
We can do something.
Foot tattoos. What are common tattoos on feet? You guys have talked a little about tattoos on models' feet, so you could include those. Let's just talk about it all again, I guess. Explain why people like to have tattoos on their feet and why it is attractive to some people. Because some people just have bad taste, I guess.
Yeah.
You could give examples of feet with tattoos you have seen. I can think of one girl that I used to work with that had her own name tattooed on her foot.
That's weird. Oh, I remember that friend, yeah.
Yeah, it was not a good tattoo, not good
no.
feet.
No.
Is it sometimes a cultural thing? Yes.
Yeah.
Like they do the, don't they?
Henna tattoos,
on
yeah.
on the
yeah.
bottoms of the feet?
Yeah, tops and bottoms.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
do
henna looks
people
cool.
get tattoos on their feet if it's just going to be covered up by their shoes?
A fair point.
That's a
because
fair
they expect
point.
To go barefoot more often.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
also a place you can hide a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can get a tattoo, you get the commitment, but not the total commitment. You're not, like, getting it all over your face. So, you know, it's an easy place to put something. Times in the mainstream media where foot fetishes got gross.
What?
I like this topic. I don't know what we'd call that episode. Cough, cough, Dan Schneider, cough.
Who's Dan Schneider?
Dan, we think he's thinking. Oh, Dan Schneider. I was thinking of something else. Dan Schneider is the guy that wrote for the Nickelodeon, the Disney show. No, Nickelodeon shows with the kids and then had foot fetish kind of situations.
Oh. Well, I would say that's less gross foot fetish.
That's
and
more,
just he's a pedophile.
Right. No, I think I thought he was talking about Rob Schneider, where he had to rub the really obviously fake feet that were super gross of the supermodel.
Rob. Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider. Even if this topic is gross to talk about, I think it's important to talk about. As listeners can be reminded about what is not usual and what is frankly wrong to do, especially if it involves underage people. I think talking about Dan Schneider would be enough for a full episode, but you could also talk about the other R-rated movies with foot scenes, especially if it involves man juice.
Okay, what? Okay, hold on. First of all, we need to dedicate a whole episode to why pedophilia is wrong.
No, I think we're good. I think everyone gets that.
We're good on that. We're good.
However, you inspired me to do a different one, which is mainstream media, where they make fun of foot, like, where they make gross situations where feet happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of the anti-foot fetish scenes.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like one. That.
In
I
fact,
like
I'm
going to
write
lot.
That down there so I don't forget it. Bold. You can keep talking because I'm typing.
Okay. I'm interested. I don't know what he's talking about. R-rated movies with foot scenes, especially it involves man juice.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I'm not sure what that... Wow. Ramon is desperately trying to... I'm sorry.
I'm
so
doing
distracted.
This with two fingers.
He's using two fingers... Anti-foot. It's taken him so long to type this. Guys.
I type
it's
faster when I'm focused, but I'm not focused.
Do you actually know how to type, or do you just kind of like wing
it? I dance across the keys.
No, I mean, do you like fingers on the home keys and
fingers
the
on the
nine?
Home keys? Fingers on the home. No, I don't put the fingers on the fucking home keys. But I do use
you
all.
Don't.
I use not all my fingers like one is supposed
how
to. But
how many
I use,
words do you type per minute?
I haven't calculated in a while. I've been known to type up to 40. I think
40.
Is that low?
Yeah, that's pretty low.
No.
It's yeah, this is why you're not getting any calls back about your administrative skills because you fucking have none.
How dare you?
If someone comes to you and was 40's not great.
40's great.
No, you know, if you're getting hired, they want at least like 70.
Well, good for them. Anyway, we're moving on so we can fucking finish this shit. Hobbies with bare feet involved. Lots of fun hobbies where you can also see feet. If the hobby is water-based, it would likely involve feet. You could talk about fishing, surfing, swimming, water polo.
The average person types between 38 and 40 words per minute.
Hey, I'm average.
Okay. However, professional typists type a lot faster,
yeah,
between 65 and 70.
I am not a professional typist. So.
Well, and you never will be with that fucking attitude.
Water skiing. Skiing. It's skiing.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the fans. And other boating activities. You could talk about dancing as a hobby, doing Pilates, martial arts, and at-home yoga. And the most obvious one is being a foot photographer. There are a lot of hobbies that can be researched, and this topic would be useful to a lot of listeners. Yeah. Good. Next one is toenail polish, and our last one for today. You read this one.
Wait, hold on.
Get on your phone. I'm going to go on my phone, and then no one's going to have content.
Hang on.
Okay.
Well, in the middle just...
Oh, my goodness.
I'm in the middle
of sending a text.
Fucking text. Okay.
Toenail polish.
Toenail polish.
Do it.
We've talked about toenail polish.
We have talked
so much.
Have we?
Yeah. I feel like we have.
Yeah, we probably have.
Toes are great. People like to add color to their toes through toenail polish.
They do.
You guys have already covered toes, but not toenail polish.
Ah, but I feel like we have. I covered
like,
toes. You
I feel
did.
Like we've talked about it a lot.
Yeah. No, we did a backup toes. Remember?
Toes.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. I don't remember. I think for some people, this makes them enjoy toes more. For some, it makes them enjoy the toes less. You could talk about the types of toenail polish and why it is painted on toenails. Because toenail polish.
Because toenail polish.
Is it a fetish to paint someone else's toenails?
Yes.
I could see it. Yeah, I could see that being part of someone's fetish.
Absolutely.
What are some main companies that sell toenail polishes? I have no fucking idea. Why do women paint their toenails more often than men?
Yeah.
Why? Because women are expected to ornament themselves.
It's true.
To be aesthetically pleasing more so than men are. This has been Belle's Feminist Corner for the day. Why is red toenail polish color so attractive?
It's not.
Even if red toenail polish is not super attractive,
correct,
this would be useful for foot fetishes and models.
No, wouldn't. Don't do that. If you do that, I will not hire you.
I'm
fucking
really
stop.
Interested
I have sent
in
models
the next
home.
One. You know you have.
No, I haven't, but I've given them shit.
I'm really interested in the next one, the next topic that he has
are
here.
Are we doing
looks,
another page?
No, we're not doing another page.
All right, we'll stop at this
but
next one then.
It sounds really interesting. No.
You're
it's really interesting, and we're going to start there.
Oh, okay. Next episode. All right. Good.
We're going to start with artificial feet.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
We'll do it next week, everyone. Well, thanks for coming back. We're back, everyone.
We are back.
Hey, if you like our nonsense.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Ramon is apparently just fucking diving into the plugs.
If you want to write in, and you know, give us stories and topics and ideas and all that shit, Ramon Faithful.
If you want to give us like cool. fucking 20 pages worth of topics,
please do.
Half of which we've already covered.
Correct. Some of which aren't really topics and are just questions.
No, Chunker Buds, we're teasing, listen, but like this is fantastic.
It
content,
really is. This
and
is good
I
content.
I love it. I love it.
Write to us at RamonFaithful@gmail.com. You can find Belle on Instagram at Belle Souls. You can find me on Twitter at Ramon Faithful. You can go to our website, RamonFaithful.com, for lovely foot fetish content. You can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/RamonFaithful.
Do it.
Rate, review, subscribe to us on iTunes, and share this podcast out so our audience grows.
Please.
You can join in on the online Reddit conversation.
Share it with all of your friends on Facebook. Get your mom to start listening.
r/footfetishpodcast. That's us. Go there and talk to us. We
do
are
it.
There all the time. And I think that's all the plugs, unless I've deeply forgotten some website that we have.
Probably.
If you would just want to send us a tip on Cash App, you could do that. $RamonFaithful.
A tip.
Like tips.
Just a tip.
We'll be back next week with the second half of this goddamn thing. So this is going to be part three next week because we did the first half. Then it's a fucking shit show.
We did the intro episode and then we did part one.
Goddamn podcast. Well, thanks for tuning back in, everybody. Write to us all that stuff. We will get to your feedback at some point. So until we feed again.
So long.
Bye-bye, everybody.